Kelim Perchov Bezim Shnavov Kisei Shenital Chifuyov Hoemtsoi Vachitsoinim. This is a chair, again, that's made from a framework of four legs put together. And on top of it, there's boards that are nailed into the framework of the legs in order for a person to be sit down on. And what cracked off, was the middle of the, there are three boards on the top that make up the seat. The middle one was taken. It's not very comfortable, not very geschmack, but since v'hachitzoynim kayomim, the boards, the front and the back ones, are still there, tomei, because you could sit down on it. Again, it's not the most comfortable chair, but it's a chair. Nitlu hachitzoynim, if the outer ones are missing, v'hachitzoy kayom tomei, because you can't sit down on the chair, just on the middle one. It's not enough for a person to hold the person. Can't sit down on it. Reb Shimon Oimer, im hoyo roch of tefach, if it has a width of a tefach, so that's already enough. A chair that's a tefach is already enough. So even though Batsim doesn't have a tzura of yeshiva, it's only the middle one, but if it's wide enough, so then it'll be considered a chair. Now tefach, you find l'mashal and erevin, which is making a tzushtel, when you put up a board, is considered like abisur nalach, that's already teifis of mokoy. So it makes sense that when we consider a seat, a place, like there's a mokum for a person to sit down on, it's not just about comfort, where a person's not going to be crampy. It has to do with, it's a chshivus, that you could sit down on it. It might not be the most comfortable chair. Where the two boards are, the front and the back, and the middle one is missing, there's no tnai that the front and the back have to be a tefach. Because over there, the mokoim is formed by the back and the front boards. Even the airspace in between, where there's nothing there, is also part of the mokoim. So there's no need for the two to be a tefach. Again, similarly, you have a concept like that in Hilchos Erev, even where you need lamashal boards of three tefachim, let's say, to be considered a mokoim, a mechitza. But where you have airspace in between, that's mitstarif to the shame. To the same mokoim to be considered the boards with the airspace or mitzav. The same thing is true over here as well. Mishnah Zayin continues. Kisei shenitlu shnayim michipuyav zeh betzad zeh. A chair where a few of the pieces, the boards that are on top of the sitting, were taken off, and the two that are missing are zeh betzad zeh. So it's not really yeshiva. Rabbi Kiva mitameh. Rabbi Kiva holds there's mitame v'chom mitarim. The chom we understand because if two next to each other are taken, if a shul doesn't have a shame moishiv that you could sit down on, what's Rabbi Kiva mitame? So Mefarshim explain over here that under the boards they're taking, the framework has a base kibble. That means the four legs of the chair are nailed into each other, and there's a board there that supports the mokum ha'yeshiva. So Be'etzim, even though the boards on the top are taken off, so now you could treat it like something you could put something in. It has a base kibble on the top in which it's makabel enough that it should be considered a kli alts that. The chum hold that it has a tzura of a chair. So it's not oimid as a makabel, as a storage. Kiva is in Santa Chiddush, even though something is completely designed to be a chair, but since functionally it can be used as a base kibble, that would give it a shame tumah. Not so clear what this is, a Mishnah in Idyas, what the husband this is. You look at the Rav in Idyas, this is what it sounds like. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rav in Idyas, this is in Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, it's a different knetch. Rabbi Kiva is a hemshech, really, of the din that we were just describing. When is something still considered a chair, even though it's certainly not optimal, it's certainly not the way you want your chairs to look? Since it has one board, like botel mimenu shem kisei, and the chacham hold lamaisa, it's very bedeichik to sit on. So that already would not be considered to be a kisei. Now, the nafkamina between these two hasberim is that according to the second as we just said, it's a chair. Chairs mekabel tumas medz. According to the first hasbro, we said, al tzilchus chair, it's poka, the shame tumah, and the only shame dova metame over here is al tzilchus kibble. Klei kibble is not metame tumas moishav. Tumah kala, not tumah kamu. So here's another example, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, of a chair that it's not anymore royally yeshiva, but it has a base kibbutz. Same type of idea. The arm rests around like we had before, so it's not royally yeshiva's kala. V'nishtayu base kabbalah, it has still a mokum to be mekabel b'shir kabbalas v'moynim, and memeli could put chavetim there. It's ois cheer kala, but it has a base kibbutz. Tahor, it's not considered a kli alts the base kibbutz. She botla iku botla tvela. This is a say that we've had various times. Now, this is inherent in the v'chacham mitayim of the reisha. So Mefarshim explained over here that Reb Yehuda is meisiv nachaknech. In the case of kisa shenitlo shnayim michipuyov, so it's mamish not royal yeshiva. So it's royal base kibbutz. Reb Kiva clearly doesn't hold of the klal that if the ikur kli is bottled, then the shimush atofel doesn't render it a kli. That's the chacham hold that way. The chiddush of Reb Yehuda is that be'etzem by nitlo chafuyov, it is royal yeshiva. This was the said before that we had Beishama Beisil. The etzem cheftza of the yeshiva is still there. It's just not the yeshiva's kalo. So there's two levels of the same idea. You could have something which is ois kisei, but it has a base kibbutz. That we don't hold of. That chacham adoicher kibbutz adas yochid. There's still in mokum lodun Beishama and Beisilel. L'chayru Beishama is saying that the mokum moishiv of the kalo, but it's still a mokum moishiv. Now, what is a mokum lodun is Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham Toli and Beishamai Beisil, and then of course Beishamai the mokum Beisil and the Mishnah. And the answer to that is of course not, because Rabbi Kiva was doicha the whole klal. If you go with the shita of the Chachamim, so the avada if the ikar of the kli is bottle, the shem hatofel doesn't render it a kli. But over the years, since Be'etzim it's royal yeshiva, it's just not royal yeshiva's kala, that's why there's machlokes Beishama and Beisil. Not that Shitz Beishama is like Reb Kiva. Beishama and Beisil are arguing in a prat only Lefi the Chacham. Lefi Reb Kiva, Lechayr, the machlokes Beishama and Beisil is not relevant. If anything, one could ask, according to Reb Kiva, how could there be a machlokes Beishama and Beisil? Lechayr, the whole cloud's not relevant. That's taka, a good child to ask. Lemaisa. The assumption that we made that the machlokes over here, Reb Kiva and the Chacham, is that there's a base kibbutz, but be'etzem royal yeshiva it's not. And that's l'kuli alma. The shal is only it's something else, and that's where there's machlokes Reb Kiva and the Chacham. Lemaisa it's not so pashut. The Tosfos Yom Tov over here is mitzayin this pshat, and he brings it from Rishonim, brings from the Rav in Idyas Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Kilu Reb Kiva could be metame even when it's not royal yeshiva at all because it's fourth base kibbutz, and that's what we're saying. That the machlokes Beishama Beisil L'chayr sounds definitely not like this. It sounds like it definitely has to be royal yeshimush. The shal is only, it's not royal yeshimush of a kalo, semela. What happens if it's royal yeshiva by Fenacher? The way we're saying, Reb Kiva doesn't have a machlokes Beishama Beisil. So the assumption that we made in Rebbe Kiva is taka, the pshat of the Rav over there in Perek Beis. L'maisa, when you look at the Rambam, the Ravid over there in Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches and the Idiots, doesn't sound that way. They sound like they're assuming that the kisa has to be royal yeshiva. The fact that it has some type of leftover shimish of a base kibbutz, that's not what it is, it's a cheer. And that would be poshut, that in botla, ikar, botla, tofel, the klal over here, that's Rebbe Yehuda. Everybody's masking. That's not the machlok to keep in the chacham. And Beishama Beisil, I'm asking to that klal also. The shal is how far to take that. What's the machlok is over here? What's the case? The case goes like this. The kisei over here, the tsura of the kli, is that it's held up by shnei. I don't understand exactly what the mitzvah is. It's held up by two pieces of wood. Those pieces break, so you could sit on it, but it doesn't have the tsura of the kli. And that the shayla is that yeah, the tzura of the kli is that not the tzura of the kli of the chair. That's the machlokes according to the Rambam. The Ravid over there says that the chifuyov that we're talking about kisa shnitlu shnayim chifuyov zeh b'tzad zeh, talking about the armrests. So what's bottle maybe is you can't sit on it safely if it doesn't have some type of support system. What's bottle is the shimush, and this. They explain, you look at Mishnah's Tara Springs, the Rambam arrived that we've had l'shitosem v'kama v'kama duchti. The Rambam holds the ikur chefta of a kli is the tsuras hakli. Famous Rambam, the beginning of Perek Hey, Hilchas Kelim, Reb Chaim Zarichus, in Gans Metzius of Tumas Kelim. The Ravid argues the Ravid's Hilchas Kelim is functionality, is the shimush. According to the Ravid, what's going on over here is a certain loss of shimush, you could still use a bedaychik. According to the Rambam, it's a certain loss of the tsuras ha yeshiva, but you could still look at it as a kisei. That's the machlokes. It's the machlokes l'shitasem. And then you don't have all the problems that we discussed before. Where does this fit with the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and so on, the Klal of Yehuda? That's what's going on over here.